Well, the limits to what we can do and where we can go are changing almost by the day, and that's what we'll be looking at first today. State governments are beginning to confirm they'll enforce the tough new restrictions recommended by the Prime Minister last night, including limiting gatherings outside the home to two people. And more than ever, leaders are urging everyone to stay at home unless there's an important reason to go out. David Sparks has the latest.
Having lost her job in London amid the chaos of COVID-19, Kate Edwina decided to rush home to Australia. She landed in Sydney yesterday morning, knowing full well she was in for 2 weeks quarantined in a hotel room. It was a long, difficult day.
At the beginning, spirits were just kind of high and people were joking because we kind of knew we were like in it together. But as it just got longer and longer, everyone just got a bit more and more frustrated.
After being taken in buses to one hotel that in the end couldn't process them, they were taken to a second hotel. And after a total of 5 hours on the bus, they were finally installed in their rooms under strict conditions.
When I got to the hotel and I was asking what would happen at the end of the trip, so we were given like a little handout just saying like what they were going to do, what time meals were, and I was like, oh, what happens at the other end? And she's like, I don't know, we're playing it just by ear. So I think honestly it's kind of like an hour-to-hour situation at this point.
Is it your understanding that you will not leave that room at all for 2 weeks?
Yep, that's what we've been told. That's what's like on all the letters, that we're not to leave the room.
Kate Edwina's is an extreme example, but isolation is something Australians will have to get used to. Prime Minister Scott Morrison last night announced new recommended restrictions. Gatherings outside the home must be limited to two people, not counting members of that person's own household. And the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced her government will enforce those rules from midnight tonight.
I'm pleased to say that the community has responded quite favourably in the last few days. We've seen a marked difference in people's behaviour, but still there are pockets of people not doing the right thing. Please, please take the advice we've provided. It's based on health advice. It's not things that anybody has made up. This is based on health advice. The experts who meet daily give us advice on what is the best way to control the spread.
The new restrictions will also tighten rules for leaving home. People should only go out for essential shopping, medical reasons, personal exercise, and for work or education that can't be done from home. Victorian Premier Dan Andrews says his state will also enforce the rules.
I've got a very simple message today. Stay at home. Victoria has moved to stage 3, and that involves a ban with an on-the-spot fine of more than $1,600 if you breach it on gatherings with more than two people other than those in your household. This is critically important. We cannot have people out socialising, gathering as if this wasn't happening.
Other states and territories are expected to follow suit. It means Australians will be forced to spend more time at home under frustrating conditions. Theresa Price is a beauty therapist in Gladstone, central Queensland. She's been forced to shut down her business. But, like many people, she's coming up with innovative ways to keep her brain ticking over, with some assistance from her 13-year-old son.
On Saturday, I decided to sculpt my son's eyebrows.
Did you have to talk him into that, by the way?
Well, he sort of suggested, he said, like, let's give this a go because he's quite fair and he wanted to see what he'd look like. And then I suggested, well, I've got these other dyes I've never used before, the green, the red and the purple. We could do, like, a rainbow brow. And he was like, oh, I think you're just being silly. Let's just do something normal. And so we did that. We were over in the salon and we went back home and his father said, what have you done? And he thought it was pretty funny until the next day he woke up and they're still there. He said, how long are these going to be here for?
It's not too late for him to go with the rainbow colouring though, is it?
I feel that we have time left in this. We're definitely going to be home for the next 3 weeks, so it'll be a possibility.
Beauty therapist Theresa Price coming up with ways to pass the time in home isolation. She was speaking there to our reporter David Sparks.